I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And this
is the Eshcast.
This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 496. 496? That doesn't add up. Alright, I'm Ninja Sista, and this is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am your host, as I've said, and you're listening to a very special clip show edition of our podcast. That's right, it's time for another one, baby, because it's holiday time, or whatever, or one of us took the day off, I can't remember what it is, but we put together some great clips from our shows. You know, we've done over 500 of them now. And as it turns out, we accidentally forgot to release one. Whoops! We skipped a number. So we're fixing that right now with this here show. We've put together a bunch of clips of Panda and I singing various things over the years. We're musical people. We've told you this before. If you've listened to our podcast ever in life, you've heard us made some kind of musical reference here or there. Whether it's Cher or, I don't know, Kool & the Gang or Jay-Z. Like, we sing a lot. We make references a lot. And this show is all about that. So, grab a frosty beverage. Grab your butts. And enjoy episode 496.
I'm singing a lot.
You do it often, though, so yeah. I'm kind of used to it.
Okay.
Yes, we have a theme today, if you didn't.
It's a theme show, but not a singing one, even though I'm tempted to do that. I'm not going
no
to do that.
No singing, Ninja, no singing.
I can't say that there's not going to be singing ever in this episode.
No, hum. Just hum.
I can't hum. Can't carry a hum in a bucket, but I can carry a tune.
Okay, shh.
Okay.
Hi.
How you doing?
I feel like I've seen you.
You haven't. You actually haven't seen me.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Been a long time. In a real, like a rock and roll.
And by that, I mean, we haven't seen each other in a few weeks. Saying now that you're going to have a box that's going to compare to those two when the previous box was supposed to compare to those two, like, you lose Nintendo.
Lying. Why like you fucking lying?
Why you always lying? Stop fucking lying. Stop fucking lying. Just seriously, to stop it. To stop fucking lying. And this is why we shouldn't sing unless we're in the same room together. Because
I'm sorry.
We can't get the timing right. And it's that's just really funny. Bad for everybody involved.
Well,
but
just,
you know the meme. You guys know the meme. You know what we're talking about.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God. Stop fucking lying. Always lying to me. You lying so much. You making it hard for me. Every time you tell me something, I figure that you're lying. Ooh, it's almost like you're faking. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know you're lying. But you sound excited. And you know that I know that you're lying. Oh, girl.
I'ma keep on lying to you.
Yeah.
Until you think it's the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, girl, I know you
Death and boobies, death and boobies, death and boobies, death and boobies, death and boobs.
If you turn back time, you gotta move quickly because time accelerates to get back to where it was.
If you're gonna turn back time.
Yeah.
And that's why kids don't become a professional singer.
See, because you can't sing professionally.
I could sing professionally bad.
Red, red wine. It's up to you. All I can do, I've left memories from
Looks like I made it. Oh, wait, no, I didn't.
Looks like we made it. Left each other on the way to another love. Looks like we made it. Or I thought so till today. Until you were there everywhere. And all I could taste was love.
Do you want me to add insult to injury?
Yeah.
So when I was in Redmond, they gave me a copy of Forza 6 because I only have Forza 5.
Oh, so there's another Forza game you'll never play.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. And then, of course, while I was there, they announced Apex coming to PC. I'm like, well, there's even more Forza I'm not touching. But I'm going to really try to play 6. Hey, I've got the rest of the year, dude.
You do. You
I got
do.
The rest of the year, dude.
I actually feel like you should wait until right before the new year. And
I know.
Like,
seriously, on December 30th, be like, all right, playing this Forza.
Playing Forza.
It'll just be a fucking 15-second clip that I put on Instagram. Be like, see, I did it. And play, like,
I did it.
And play the fucking Dora the Explorer. I did it. I did it. Tarantino, we did it.
It's really kind of bizarre that you actually know the song from Dora the Explorer, because I don't.
Dora the Explorer is a shit. Don't be hating. Don't be hating.
Dora, Dora, Dora.
But I put it up on my Facebook, my personal Facebook, and people were like, it's not March 18th yet. I'm like, my sister's got it on lock. If you pre-ordered it on the app, you got it early. So I have it. Neener, 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 neener. Yeah. And by me, I mean you.
So basically, if you pre-ordered it digitally anywhere, so that's ordered it and got it through the Microsoft Store or the iTunes Store, you got to watch it before the DVD drops in 2 weeks.
Yep.
So
everyone's like, can we come on? I'm like, nope. Let it go. You're gonna have to wait.
Wait. So are you actually Disney blocking off of my library?
Let it go. Yeah, I did. I did it. Yep.
Ouch.
I was like, burns. My sister's awesome.
Let it go. Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go. Let it go. It's funny how some distance makes everything seem small. And the fears that once controlled me can't get to me at all. It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and break through. No light, no road, no rules for me. I'm free.
Next week. I'll have fireball.
She'll have it all back.
It's all
she'll be
coming back
in her beautiful glory.
It's all coming back. It's all coming back to me.
Wow. Celine Dion, really?
I went there. Yes, I did.
You
this
went
is what
there.
Happens when I'm sober on a podcast.
All right, we have to get your booze back.
Thank you. I tried to tell you people, and you didn't listen.
And we didn't listen.
Well, now you have learned. When I'm sober, the Celine popped out.
That sounds so inappropriate.
The alcohol keeps Celine
when I'm
that
sober,
day.
Celine comes out.
Oh no!
And I beat my chest.
Fuck!
No! Get her a drink and get her
somebody
one.
Somebody get me a drink right now.
Trip and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it a trip and a half?
It's a trip and a half.
How did you measure that exactly?
Because I watched the first one and I was like, oh my god, my mind has been expanded in a ghetto sense. And then I was like,
how do you expand your mind in a ghetto?
You can if you read books. And
after
that first one, I was like, oh my god, my mind has been expanded. And then like for half an hour after that, I'm like, I'm still kind of thinking about it. So it was kind of like half. So it was like a trip, and then I was still kind of thinking about it, but only for
so
like
it was a mind trip and a half.
Yeah.
Not like a trip of miles and or kilometers.
Right,
and
yes.
A half.
Not a physical trip.
Well.
It's a fantastic voyage for your mind.
Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies,
on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto.
I got an iPhone 5S.
Purpose. Finally, it is happening to her. She got new tech. It's not old tech. It's not my old phone.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing about it, is that it wasn't Ninja's first, which is pretty nice.
Sober. They just keep coming from you like a waterfall.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Yes, I'm just gonna let you. No, I was just gonna let you have that. Thanks.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all. But I think you're moving too fast. Go, go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you used to. I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing at all. But I think you're moving too fast.
Come on. I seen a rainbow yesterday, but too many storms have come and gone, leaving a trace of not one God given ray. Is it because my life is ten shades of gray? I pray all ten fade away, seldom praise him for the 7 days. And like his promise is true, only my faith can undo the many chances I blew to bring my life to an end. Clear blue and unconditional skies have dried the tears from my eyes, no more lonely cries.
All right. Let's moving right along.
Moving right along.
See, here I go singing again.
I know. Damn it, I need a drink because evidently drinking keeps me from sinking.
Yes, it's from sinking?
Shut up, singing.
Okay.
Moving right along, we're truly birds of a feather. We're in this together and we know where we're going. Movie stars with flashy cars and life with the top down.
We're storming the big town.
Yeah, storm is right. Should it be snowing?
No, I don't think so.
Moving right along. Do I see signs of men?
Yeah, welcome on the same post that says come back again.
Moving right along. Nice town.
Footloose and fancy free.
You're ready for the big time.
Is it ready for me?
Talk about the box, okay? Because
does their box have 1080p's?
No, dude, we're not even getting into the like what the thing does.
Oh,
yet.
It's got 780p.
Hold on, can I do my thing here?
Yeah.
Okay? Because before I even open this thing, it's fucking heavy. Okay,
like, she's so heavy.
No, seriously.
Oh,
trying to figure out a way that could be interesting to do it. And because we don't want to just be like, here's us playing this level. Yay. Like, we want it to be interesting. So
we want you to want to watch us.
We want you to want to watch us.
Maybe we should make up lyrics while we play stuff.
Maybe. I don't know. That could be a thing.
That actually might be a thing.
We might do them in all British accents. I don't know.
We could do an accent a week.
I mean, we could try.
Or we could do drunken let's plays.
I thought it would be just automatically.
Well, I mean, you just like to pick up the bottle every day.
Hold on. I don't pick up the bottle every day. In days that end in Y. Let's get that straight, okay?
Oh my god, I think we should do drunken let's plays.
As in,
is it on yet?
Why are you not drinking right now?
Is it on yet? It's like every time I die, you have to take a drink. Oh. Whoops. I fell.
Well, in that case, let's play an RPG.
I don't die that often in RPG.
No. I do!
Ah, then you'd have to play it.
Launch day, brought it home, wasn't able to play it because I had a bunch of things going on at work that I was holding down like a boss, and was like, I am going to devote time on the weekend to just crunching through this game.
Everybody's ass-creening on the weekends.
I don't know how to follow that. I don't know. So I'm just going to take a sip of my drink.
You know what? Pure panda gold right here.
And you haven't even had any sugar, like...
I'm not.
This is what's crazy. Maybe you should do more yoga. This is working out for you.
I love yoga.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Much time on the sea. Okay, there's so much to do. Let me see if I can get it all together.
So much in the sea. So
Panda,
much in the sea.
Panda, I am not even fucking with you.
Under the sea. Under the sea. Nobody beat us, fry us, and eat us in fricassee. We working land folks loves to cook. Under the sea, we after hook up. We got no troubles. Life is the bubbles under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Since life is sweet here, we got to be here naturally.
Naturally.
Even the sturgeon and the ray, did it the earth and start to play. We got the spirit, you got to hear it under the sea.
I thought, you know, I could probably pick up on the Xbox One a lot faster because, frankly, I'm an Xbox girl. I'd never thought that I would say it.
Xbox girl! She's so lonely in her
PlayStation world.
I
haven't touched my home in
nigh on 2 years.
Whoa.
Yeah, no, seriously, I haven't been at home since, like, at lunch. Question every week.
Yep.
On our podcast, and we put it out there into the universe upon the Twittersphere and the Facey Books and our show page on Vogue Network for you to respond to said question. And we have said that we will take your answers and give you 15 seconds of fame. Yep. And share your answers.
Some of you guys are getting multiple seconds of fame.
And share our answers. And we can have this, like, interactive thing going on, you know, between us and you. And, like, you know, it could be a thing, like, every week.
We can
and, like,
bond in a way that, you know, we don't bond with our other fans.
We can really get to know each other, you know? You can
getting to know you. Getting to know
I was trying to go all sexy,
you.
And then you went fucking Disney on me.
Whatever. Thank you.
Question. Whatever, Panda. Just
hoping that you'll like me.
Will you just tell the people what the question was and start reading answers, please?
Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you. Getting to like you. Getting to hope you like me. Getting to know you. Putting it my way, but nicely. You are precisely. Getting to know you, getting to feel free and easy. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy because of all the beautiful and new things.
Ryan eventually starts having some feels for Jody, and
oh,
Jody's
so
like,
many
"I want to be like a real girl and like stuff.
I want you to touch me.
I want to feel dirty.
Oh yeah."
And so she tries, and there's like a little bit of failure, and Aiden's all
upset. Oh, there's so much failure.
All right.
Creature of the night.
Yeah, when you guys are all looking at the new bright lights, I'm going to be looking at the lights I couldn't
bright
see
light,
the first time.
Big
in the
city.
Big city!
Bright lights, big city. Gone to my baby's head. Bright lights, big city. Gone to my baby's head. Try to tell the woman, but she won't believe a thing I said. Go light, baby. Gonna need my help someday. Go light.
It's basically around the Shibuya Psychic Research Center. And the Psychic Center is run by this 17-year-old kid, a guy, named, and I don't want to mess it up,
So I'm going to go to my notes here because I tend to butcher these names really, really badly. Kazuya Shibuya.
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 The guy can sure detect. Shibuya. Shibuya. We'd like to know what you think about that. You can hit us up on our Facebook page, share your thoughts as well. You know, how do you feel about the verticality or
non-verticality? How do you feel?
Is this going to be a musical podcast
for about you? The horizontal consoles? I'm so weird.
You are a weirdy pants.
I am. How do you feel?
What happens when we have a short hiatus? All of the weirdness just has an extra week to build
it's
up.
It's where all the weird things go.
Because we don't have an outlet and we haven't let it out, so it just builds up and builds up like a volcano. And then it spews.
It's like a skyscraper. Yeah, I listen to Demi Lovato. Suck my dick. I don't
why?
Care.
Why? Why?
Because, alright, this why? Is why. Since I brought it up. Let me state this.
Yeah.
She got a lot of flack for being a thick, short lady.
What?
Well, because she's a little chunky in the hip area. Like, she's got curves.
She got body.
Yeah.
Okay. And I mean, body.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that, but, no. You know, perceptions in society.
Oh, because she's not that thin ingenue?
Yeah.
Okay.
So all a right. lot of people were like, oh, she's fat. She needs to go on, you know, Weight Watchers and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, you know what? I was dealing with a lot of eating issues, and I'm finally happy with myself, so go, you know, jerk off your dad in the closet.
Well, dude, I give her credit for that. I didn't know that, so props to you, Demi Lovato.
So I have a lot more tolerance for her.
You have a lot more respect
because of that. Yes, than Miley Cyrus or Amanda Bynes, who's now, like, gone batshit
nuts. Oh, poor Amanda Bynes. Poor Amanda Bynes. Somebody should help her.
She's acting electric right now. Guys.
Okay, I'm just going to interject for a second here before we get to the game stuff. You know, we saw what was happening with Lindsay Lohan, and we all just stood by and watched. And we let it happen. We can't let that happen to poor Amanda
Bynes. Well, it's already kind of happened.
I know, but we need to step in.
We need to go back in time to before she started fucking around with Kid Cudi.
No, we gotta help her, though. We got somebody, okay? Because Amanda Bynes is really talented. Like, Lindsay Lohan had the potential to be talented, but Amanda was actually...
I feel like Lindsay Lohan would have become, like, the first Megan Fox before Megan Fox.
She had the potential, you know, because she could really act, but she hadn't really gotten there yet. Amanda was doing sketch comedy and was actually holding her own and...
She had her own show!
And had a figure and a nice body.
And she liked black men.
You know, and I feel like we let her down. People, we have to save Amanda Bynes.
Amanda show.
Okay? Because
my shit.
Only
That's
you could
me.
Save Amanda Bynes. We didn't save Lindsay. But we could save Amanda.
It's like saving Private Ryan, but somebody, it's saving Private...
Public.
Barnes.
Bynes. Because it's very public.
Public Bynes. That sounds like a really great sitcom.
Or a really bad softcore.
Codename Bynes.
So, somebody out there, please start a Kickstarter. Maybe file one of those petitions on
Leave
the White House website.
Leave Amanda Bynes alone.
But we gotta save her, because I feel like she's worth saving.
Give Bynes a chance.
All we are saying is
give Bynes a chance. Everybody talks about
Yeah. want to dance. Can't wait for this curse party so I can get my moves on.
Are you going to get your swag on?
Oh, for fuck yes.
You're going to be swerving?
Man, nah, dude.
No?
No.
No?
But I'm going to find the flyest motherfucker up in that joint and be like, hey.
How you doing?
No, I'm just going to say, hey, and then hopefully stand next to him near the dance floor before somebody breaks the ice and everybody dances. And then when it dances, I'm just going to ride him like a koala rides a tree trunk.
You know I'm recording right now, right?
Damn it. Well, I'm a single independent woman. I know what I need to get.
Strong independent woman. Man.
Actually, I wanted to do a meme with that because I was playing Borderlands with my friend Mike, and I can't drive, as you know. And as I'm sitting there, and I'm talking to him like, I'm a strong independent woman. I don't need no man. And he's like, strong independent woman needs man to drive around in Borderlands 2. I'm like, oh, shut up.
He got you.
He burned me you. So good.
He burned you.
I was like, oh, yeah.
He burned you. Like VD. All right.
I don't have VD.
I didn't say you did. Let's do this podcast, shall we?
Yes.
All right. Oh, all the women who independent.
Why are you singing the Doug theme?
I don't know.
You never even watched Doug.
Yeah, I did. Every time I had to watch you guys, all
Killer
you guys did.
Killer Tofu.
That's all you guys
begging on a trash can. Strumming on a street light.
Seriously, that's all you
big,
guys.
Big, think big.
That's all you guys would fucking watch was Doug.
Think big. Are you recording me right now?
Yes.
Fuck.
Yes, I am. So thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Pandalicious just had a brain fart on the ES
podcast. Pandalicious just had a brain fart.
On the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, panditational. This is how we start the Panda Show.
No, it's not. No, no, no. No, we don't do that.
Oh my
no.
God, I would love to have my own show.
Joke. Yeah! It's time to play the music. It's time to light the light. It's time to meet the Muppets on the Muppet Show tonight.
It's time to put on makeup. It's time to dress up right. It's time to raise the curtain on the Muppet Show tonight.
Why do we always come here?
I guess we'll never know.
It's like a kind of torture to have to watch the show.
But now let's get things started. Why don't you get things started?
It's time to get things started
on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, motivational.
Oh, my God.
praise.
The hand bones connect to the arm bone. The arm bone's connected to the other arm bone. The other arm is connected to your shoulder.
That's why you didn't go to med school.
It's like a bone's broken. Well, which one? Well, the one sticking out of your skin. So let's fix that.
This one.
It's like, I'm going to give you a red and blue pill, like Dr. Mario.
It's me, Dr. Panda.
Yeah. Oh, do you think that before surgery, they sing that song to make sure that they connect things correctly?
Andre said, do you think before surgery they sing that song to make sure that they're connecting things correctly?
You know what? I would not be surprised
if there's a doctor who hums it every once in a while. Just, doctor. Just, and then like everybody just, in the OR has a laugh for a
they
second.
They stop. It's like sponge.
It's for the, you know, as doctors introduce themselves to a team. No, and it's what, not like what, a serious surgery.
No, you know what they should do is they should bring out the operation game and be like,
all right, so let's see. Where do we fix it?
We're going to get the cat out of your throat. Well, that's all right. This is just the practice
run.
That's okay.
It's a practice run. We got this. All right, let's do it for real. Glove me.
Like anesthesia? All right.
I would do that. See, and that's why I can't operation. Be a doctor. Because I would do that one time. Like, hold on, let me just bone up really quickly on this. All right, so we're going to take... We're taking this frog out of the throat today.
Out of the throat.
Practice run. I got it. There we go. Okay, I can do this. It's not a problem. All right, where's the real thing? I would do that just once. Just once. But I'm pretty sure that there's probably some doctor who, you know, as he's introducing himself to the team, is like, all right, let's do this. Let's see. What was my trick again? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Darn it, that cat's got my tongue again.
Broken heart. Oh, I gotta get two pieces. Wait, how many pieces did it break into? Six.
Oh, this is gonna be tough.
Give me some duct tape.
Do we have duct tape?
Yes, we do.
Awesome. All right, who needs sutures? We have duct tape.
Connect them dry bones, Ezekiel connected them. Dry bones, Ezekiel connected them. Dry bones, now hear the word of the Lord. Well, your toe bone connected to your foot bone connected to your heel bone connected to your ankle bone connected to you. Your leg bone connected to you. Your knee bone connected to you. Your thigh bone connected to you. Your hip bone connected to you. Your back bone connected to you. Your shoulder bone connected to you. Your neck bone connected to you. Head bone, now hear the word of the Lord. Them bones gonna walk around. Them bones gonna walk around. Them bones gonna walk around. Now hear the word of the Lord. Disconnect them dry bones. Disconnect them dry bones. Disconnect them dry bones. Now hear the word of the Lord. Well, your hip bone connected from your neck bone connected from your shoulder bone connected from your back bone connected from your hip bone connected from your thigh bone connected from your knee bone connected from your leg bone connected from your ankle bone connected from your heel bone connected from foot bone connected from your toe bone. Now hear the word of the Lord.
Oh, well,
dry bones of them bones, dry bones. Now hear the word of the Lord.
Lord.
So that's what I got. Shit you digging this week, Panda.
The backing up song. Oh, because backing up, backing up, backing up. Because my daddy taught me good. And ain't nobody got time for that.
One resident describes her horrifying experience when she first realized the complex was on fire.
I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop. Then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out, I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
So with that, as always, I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out until next week.
Bye, everybody.
Peace.
I hope I get my voice back.
Yeah, maybe if you stop running your fucking mouth.
I know.
You gotta, you know. It's hard. Shut your fucking mouth.
Shut your fucking face, uncle fucker.
You're a cocksucking ass looking uncle fucker.
You're an uncle fucker. I'm a saying you uncle every day.
Well, shut your fucking face, uncle fucker. You're a bonafide.
We're still recording.
I know. Whoops.
Whoopsie. Well, it's catchy, damn it.
It is. You're absolutely right. Ow, it actually is being hurt to speak.
Well, maybe you shouldn't speak. Bam.
Shut your fucking face, uncle fucker. You're a cocksucking ass-licking uncle fucker. You're an uncle fucker, yes it's true. Nobody fucks uncles quite like you.
Shut your fucking face, uncle fucker. You're the one that fucked your uncle fucker. You don't eat or sleep or mow the lawn. You just fuck your uncle all day long.
That'd be something for the Wii.
No.
That'd be something for the Wii.
No, I don't want to play
like
guitar.
Like Wii music.
No.
I don't pretend to play an instrument.
Vapor ass wear.
Anyway, that was some...
You got me with that, Nintendo. I was so looking forward to Wii music. I was like, I'm going to play timpani drum all day long. No.
But anyway, so harmonics, I mean...
We got love for you. We got your back. We want to know what's coming up next because we're curious.
Yep.
I'm curious. I want to know what's on your mind.
I don't even know who the fuck that is. Maybe you're singing it wrong.
No, I'm not.
Then I don't know who is that?
Keith Sweat. Oh my god. You are so white right now.
No.
Okay, so moving down on the list.
I don't like that's not a good Keith Sweat. How about Touched or, you know, Nobody's Babe. That one? Come on.
Nobody is great, but Curious is a good one. Because that's the one that Joe LaVert sang on and Johnny Gill. So you're just like triple chocolate twisted. Yumminess.
Got me twisted over you. Come on. Come on now.
You know, that's another podcast. Let's get back on topic.
I mean, we've got high hopes for Move.
I hope I can hold on to that.
I have hope. I have hope.
You know what? You know who else has hope? Pandora's Box. Just saying.
It had hope.
No, that's what was still left in the, not in the game. I'm actually talking actual mythology.
It's still, in the still actual in the mythology, box. Yes.
I thought we were
yes, it's the only thing it didn't, that's the only thing that didn't get out.
Right.
So we all don't have hope.
Hope in
oh my
the box.
God!
Woo! You got some hope in the box, girl. All right.
Her box. Oh.
Step one.
Never mind. Anyway.
All right. Let me save myself.
Got a little bit of business to do, and then we can actually get into the clip show.
Clip show.
You know why? Because I got
it's a show of clips.
Yeah. Little bits and
little sections. Snags and tidbits of wonderful ish moments.
Ish goodness, as some of our fans have come to know it as. We put it all together in a conglomeration of ishness. You can't really see the motions I'm making with my hands, but it's that squish thing.
A clip in a box, girl.
Something like that.
In a box. What's the business? Let's do the business.
Do the business, because I was about to make another song there that was definitely going to... Can you have a tag above explicit? I don't know, but if you could...
No, I think explicit is just the limit.
Is it the tops?
It's the tops of the tops of the tops.
Is it the greatest?
Yeah.
It's my dick in a box.
It's in a box.
Not gonna get you a diamond ring. That sort of gift don't mean anything. Not gonna get you a fancy car. Girl, you gotta know you're my shining star. Not gonna get you a house in the hills. A girl like you needs something real. Wanna get you something from the heart.
Something special, girl.
It's my dick in a box. My dick in a box, babe. It's my dick in a box. Ooh, my dick in a box, girl. See, I'm wise enough to know when a gift needs giving. And I got just the one. Something to show you that you are second to none.
All the fellas out there with ladies to impress, it's easy to do, just follow these steps. 1.
Cut a hole in a box.
2.
Put your junk in that box.
3.
Make her open the box. And that's the way you do it. It's my dick in a box.
We also need to pick out a title.
Okay. What are our
options?
Why don't we do Your Mother Should Know as the title.
Okay.
and we'll play the Beatles song with it.
Which one?
Your Mother Should Know.
Sorry, guys. A little slow. Okay. I was like, what song? Like a complete and utter idiot. God.
Let's all get up and dance to a song that was a hit before your mother was born. Though she was born a long, long time ago, your mother should know.
We did go see Machinima. And we
Machinima.
Were, Machinima.
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 Machinima. All right, besides the music here.
Mana mana.
Hi there, would you like to sing a song with us?
Mana mana.
Isn't that the name of a song?
I think so.
Mana mana.
Mana mana.
Manamana.
Manamana. Manamana.
Manamana.
Manamana.
Manamana.
And then I add you to my conference, cause we are gonna conference. So I add you to the conference, and I can hear you say something, Panda.
Like what?
Like a sentence or two or three. So I can make sure you don't sound robotic to me.
I don't sound robotic.
No, you don't.
Right?
Only said a couple.
Do I sound far away?
No, you sound delicious. I mean, right near me.
Okay.
That's me.
Which, right? If you have a game called Assassin's Creed, you know, an assassin being the first word in the game, I was like, why am I not killing people all the time? I'm only killing people some of the time. Maybe you should be killing Creed. And I can't just kill random people. And if I bump into people, they don't bump back. And I just want to fight. Why can't I fight? I'm an assassin. WTF.
You're an assassin of Creed, so you're killing religions. Wow, I just got deep.
No, if I was an assassin of Creed, that band would no longer exist, and I would be praised by many.
Not that band. I meant Creed. Well, they need to get rid. We need assassins for them.
We need assassins for Creed. For sure.
Especially that lead singer.
Oh, no, I can't. Stop trying to be Joe Cocker. You're not. There's a song by Bobby Blue Band, who most people my age really don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, Bobby was one of our dad's favorite artists. Okay, blues guy.
Okay.
Crying blues. Okay, and one of the songs that's mixed of his is called Ain't No Love in the Heart of the City, which is a great track before it gets mixed with anything. But they do a couple of mixes with it. One with a song called Fuzzin' Them by Connie Price and the Keystones. And then another one, which is my favorite, which is that song mixed with How Do You Want It by Tupac.
How do you want it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Still, I'm just a simple man. All I want is money. Fuck the fame. I'm a simple man. Just the international player with the passport. Just like a ladder, bitch. Get you anything you ask for. It's either him or me. Champagne, Hennessy, a favorite of my homies. When we floss on our enemies, witness as we creep to a low speed. Keep with a whole knee. Pump some more weed, bump, you don't need. Approaching hoochies with a passion, but a long deck. But I've been driven by attraction in a strong way. Your body is banging, baby. I love it when you're flown it. Time to give it to daddy, nigga. Now tell me how you want it.
Mostly just a bunch of bastards. Talking about video game stuff, talking about just pop culture stuff in general, and even throwing some sports in there.
For those of you who actually like sports.
I like football. We like sports, and we don't care who knows.
Who knows?
Oh, Incredibad.
Great. What?
Pass me the rock.
Now give me the rock.
Aw, shit.
Are you all right there, kiddo?
Oh, sorry. I just got texted about the Sox being kicked out of Wild Card now.
Yeah, that's all right. When did you become a baseball fan, by the way?
When everyone started talking about it, and I had no clue what they were talking about, so I asked them to tell me about it.
Like, oh, shit. That's right. I do live in New
that,
England.
I listened
Let
to-
me not get jumped.
And then I listened to Acrobatic Sports Wrap-Up in the morning, because I like it. And then I'm like, yeah. So I'm like, aww. I wish I knew more about what he was talking about, but the beat's sick.
Like, I listen to the sports show because the beat is tight.
Well, because, you know, he makes a lot of jokes, which are funny, but I'm like, that's a tight beat. It's like, man, that's tight. It's like, I like sports when when they're rap.
I like sports when they rap to me.
I like sports, and I don't care who knows.
Oh, my God.
To the Super Bowl. We like sports and we don't care who knows.
The rules, there's no time to explain. Single, double, triple, home run. For the celebration, I'll shoot my gun. I like my friend, he's a real guy's guy. He's not a loud mouth like that cunthole Steve. We like sports and we don't care who knows. From Wimbledon to the Astrodome. We like sports and we don't care who knows.
Football, tennis, hockey, golf.
Now when I say sports, you say nuts. Sports, nuts, sports, nuts. When I say cheating, you say sucks. Cheating, sucks, cheating.
And I think even for a while, Big O was running at around the 5 o'clock slot and then led into the animated series. But what I love about... Oh my god. By the way, totally ripped off the Flash Gordon song as far as the intro goes. But anyway.
Sorry.
Different of the universe.
But they've also released the song lists of the Jay-Z and Eminem specific songs that you'll get if you purchase the Renegade Edition. So you get Ain't No by Jay-Z. Oh. Yeah, because, you know, I don't say the N-word because I don't really buy into that. So you get Ain't No.
Blank.
Yeah. The one that he did with Foxy Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm From. Hard Knock Life, Jigga My.
Jigga was my motherfucking name.
Yes.
I love that song. Gotta get it right. Gotta get it right.
I have to have the clean version of that song, though. But I love that song.
I need the dirty.
I know. And I've listened to the dirty version. And I don't like to be approved, but that's just like the one word that I don't subscribe to.
I know. Just like I don't like the see you next Tuesday word.
Exactly. You know, we just have those little... And that's mine.
Works.
But what sucks is that, like, most of the songs I like, it's just, like, every other word.
Well, it's Jay-Z.
I know.
It's Jay-Z before Beyonce.
Yeah, this is true. You know, he's kind of cleaned that up, and that doesn't pop up as much in songs since he put a ring on it.
Oh, man, that ring.
My niggas was struggling till the birds they came, and then we got the hustling, murdering things. I dipped in my stash, splurged on a chain. Now I'm Titanic, iceberg's the name. Leave players on injured reserve, hurt the game. The best way to describe me in the word, insane. I dig down chicks, all emerged in my fame. Jig up in dopes and slick bricks, first chain. The gods send you back to the earth from which you came. I'm baking soda water, fire merged with Cain. Ladies don't know me, said I heard he's vain. Well, guess what, mommy? I heard the same. You heard the name.
Jigga.
What's my motherfucking name?
Jigga.
And who I'm rolling with, huh?
My nigga.
Niggas better get it right. Bitches better get it right. Ooh.
Jigga.
What's my motherfucking name?
Jigga.
And who I'm rolling with, huh?
My nigga.
Nigga. niggas better get it right. Bitches better get it right. I got a license to kill, so I steer the gap. Rockefeller, Rough Riders, niggas scared of that. Got a new model this year, don't fuck with my ones. Knock on your door, 3 in the morning, it's just us and the guns. See, I scramble with priests, hustle with nuns. I got the mind capacity of a young Butch Cassidy. Niggas get fly, let them defy gravity. 4-5 rapidly, lift your chest cavity. Streets won't let me chill. Always been a clumsy nigga, don't let me spill. Motherfuckers wanna wet me still. I remain, y'all, raw, the one. Like 5 divided by 4. Shit, this just a hate that.
Now, I didn't say that we sang well. I just said that we sing a lot. Like, a lot. If you enjoyed this clip show, and I hope you did, because it cracked me up, and I know it's going to crack Panda up once she listens to it, then make sure that you check out our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. We have all of our podcast episodes there. Now, really and truly, all of our podcast episodes there on the site that you can listen to, going all the way back to episode number 1, if you're really feeling advantageous. But make sure that you bookmark our site, electricsisterhood.com. Check out all of our news, reviews, and articles from the entire team there. You can also check out some of the amazing shows that are happening from Esh around the web and pretty much on every podcast search engine that you can think of. So starting with our show, the Eshcast, new episodes go out on Mondays. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast either in iTunes on the desktop or through the podcast application on your iOS device. That will ensure that as soon as we put out a new episode, you will get it. You can also get our podcast through Stitcher Radio. You can find us on the Vogue Network, as well as, pretty much like I said, every podcast search engine on the planet. Make sure that you subscribe, tell your friends about us, leave us a review on iTunes. We're also in Google Play, so, you know, if you're rocking La Vida Android, you can listen to our podcast there as well. Subscribe, let us know that you like the show. If there's anything you want us to check out, hit us up on our social, facebook.com/landofesh, at ESH News on Twitter or on Instagram, and say, hey, you ladies ought to play blah, 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 blah. And we just might play bloody, 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 blah. And if we do, we'll give you a shout out on the podcast when we do it and we review it. And if it's on the website, we'll include your Twitter handle or your Instagram handle or whatever handle you want us to include. So just hit us up and let us know if there's something you think we should check out, and we definitely will. We are not the only thing that makes up the Land of Esh. No, 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 no. Oh, see, look, there I go singing again. You should definitely check out No Borders, No Race, hosted by a homeboy, KBD, over at B3Crew.com. It is a fantastic show on all things indie, music, anime, entertainment, movies. It is fantastic. Plus, you can learn a little Japanese. So make sure that you check out the homie, KBD, King Baby Duck, B3Crew.com. Every week, brand new show, No Borders, No Race. It is fantastic. On Wednesday nights, our homie, Hamsterman2049, holding down the Twitch stream, streaming live every week, Smash Rook, a different game, sometimes even demos, everything from current-gen games to some nostalgic throwbacks across platforms. So if you like watching some fun game experiences, trust me, you want to check out the Smash Rook stream, holding down by our homie, Hamsterman2049. Hit up our Facebook page, check out our Twitter to get the link, and check him out on Twitch. On Thursdays, definitely make sure that you're hitting up theissuesprogram.com. Check out what the homie Phil, the Issues guy, is putting together on Phil's recap and review. I cannot tell you how much you will enjoy his recap shows, and you can be a part of them. You can join live as he does the recap in his chat, engage with him on Twitter. You can hit him up on Facebook. Definitely subscribe to the YouTube channel. I'm telling you, I love this man. You will too. Phil the Issues guy with Phil's recap and review. Definitely check that out. And last but certainly not least, we gotta give it up to our homies over at nerdcrave.com. They are talking about the stuff that you nerds crave, for everything from comics to manga to anime and games. If you like it all, then trust me, you want to check out nerdcrave.com. And if you are so inclined to have an iOS device, then make sure that you add Electric Sisterhood to your favorite in the Apple News app. That's right, you can get Esh in Apple News now. So just open up the app, search for Electric Sisterhood, add us to your favorites, and as soon as we put out a new review or a new piece of news, you will see it in the For You section. I'm telling you guys, we are all upon your interwebs, but in a good way. In a good way. So with that, it's time to close out the episode. I'm Ninja Sista, and until next week, I'm out.